Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You, where each week we do something about real estate, whether it's mortgages or bringing customers in or talking to title company people, whatever it is, it's about mortgages, and we're having a great time doing it. So I have back in the studio Justin Perella from Annie Mac. He's going to bring us up to date on what's going on with mortgages in 2021 here at the end of 2021 and going into 2022. We never thought we would get through this year, did we? Holy mackerel.
Through COVID, through everything. Yeah, we made it through the storm.
We made it. It's unbelievable.
And business hasn't slowed. I mean, if anything, it got busier.
It hasn't slowed. And that's something we should definitely talk about. Yeah. It really hasn't slowed. And it's still what's interesting too, Justin, and you probably know this, you're probably doing a ton of pre-approvals and the buyers are putting in 90 offers and then they got to go to the next house and put in an offer and then go to the next house and put in an offer. You know, so that's still going on. Are you seeing it in your world?
Better. I think there's less competition for each home. There's still the same inventory, it feels like.
Right.
But I feel like my first-time home buyers, my single, or excuse me, no kid buyers, those types of people are putting offers in and winning because they don't care when they move.
You know, right,
it's
right.
Like they don't need to be in for a school year. So they're not up against that competition that they were 3, 4, even 5 months ago.
Yeah, there's definitely, I mean, no matter what you can say about this market, but this time of year, there are certain people that just will not take on the purchase of a home.
No.
And no matter what, because...
Would your wife?
Oh, my wife would kill me.
Are you kidding me, Carly? I could never imagine.
I wouldn't want to move this time of year.
Transfer, okay.
Although if I found the right house...
Yeah,
but that's different. I'm serious.
Really? No.
I would. If I found the right house and I was in the market, especially this market, I would do it. Because I know probably I'm going to be up against less people.
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah, right
yes,
now.
Yes.
Yeah. In this instance where we're in this pocket, I must have gotten 10 new applications.
Wow.
None of them have kids. Yeah, no. Two of them, but that's 20% of
right.
So it's mostly, you know, moving from another area. No children, retired.
Yeah,
a couple
of
retirees, but
yeah. And you know what's? I heard a statistic. You talk about the retirees. They were saying about the reason that we have less people also in the workforce is because there's it was like 1.5 million people retired in 2020 that were not going to retire. So we're not talking that's the total amount. That's the people that decided to retire early because of COVID. That's pretty interesting.
Because of COVID?
Because of COVID. They decided, you know what? I'm not going back.
Huh.
I'm not going back.
Well, there's our Social Security down the drain.
Well, no, the other thing that's true. But the other thing about that is that could be another reason why they're not moving yet either, because maybe they're not making quite what they thought. So they're going to they're going to hunker down and stay in their home for a little longer.
Yeah. Are you seeing a lot of people still moving here in this area, maybe up in the rural areas for retiring? Like, I know that was a big deal. Like, what are you
moving from the cities, you mean, or no?
Excuse me. Yeah. Just getting out of the suburbs, looking for land and just a peaceful.
Yeah, we have that. We definitely have that. Yeah, absolutely. What I'm finding, though, is that the younger buyers, they're not as into the land and to the, I need to have an acre or I need to. They're more about ease of life.
Yeah.
Lifestyle. Ease of like being able to just go when they want to go.
Sure.
You know, and do those things. So.
Yeah, not have a lot weighing them down. But
yeah.
8 acres of yard to cut every Saturday. Yeah, I get it.
Absolutely.
I get it.
So real quick. So where are the rates at? What's going on with interest rates? And, so, you know, what are we looking forward to?
We should all run for the hills because they're at about 3.5. So 3.5 for a 30.
Run for the hills to go get that rate?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, you're kidding because everybody thinks that's a high rate. Got it.
I had somebody the other day. Oh, that's unacceptable. Yeah, it is.
Unacceptable. What, 3.5%?
Yeah. Well, I think I was 3.5, 3.65, 3.58. But it's just.
That's hilarious.
Got to get into these, you know, these clients, these buyers, these customers' heads that, man, you're still getting a great.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously, anything under 6% is a really good interest rate.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. I mean, that was the norm for a long time.
Here's what kills us.
What kills us? Tell
me. Here's what kills me as a lender.
Okay.
The newspaper has 1.2% for a 30-year fit. 1.8%, 2.2%. Oh, yeah. Well, I can get this at mortgagebuster.com or...
Mortgagebuster.com. I never heard of that one before. That one sounds like a good one, huh? I really want to go after that one.
It's got to be out there.
No, but I know what you mean. Is it a lot of times the information's not correct.
Now I got to resell them on.
So how? So how are they? How are they posting those rates? And they're not. It's not true.
There's asterisks that are size of golf balls on there.
I mean, what does the asterisk say? Oh, this is bull.
For two people in the county can get this.
Oh, because of interest? Because of their credit score?
Listen, there's either one or two things. There's points attached, or it's an arm adjustable rate that's going to swing up, so people don't read
the
fine print.
Got it. So read the fine print when you see that.
There's no free soup. It's
no, I know that.
You get what you pay for, and then even when we're an eighth of a point away, you know, and we can be flexible, you know, but they are. I show you the rates, you know, and most lenders do. They'll be, look, here's my rate sheet. Buying points is not a swear word. So if you points, people say, well, points.
Well, because nobody's been doing it for a long time.
And you probably shouldn't, especially if it's the first time.
And tell them what you mean by buying points. We talk about this like everybody knows, right? Hugo, you don't know what the heck that means. See, Hugo, you got to let us know and you don't know what it means. And we'll tell everybody.
Tell the people. So you come to my office and I say, okay, Mr. Customer, the rate right now is 3.5%.
Correct.
But what I'll ask them next is, how long do you anticipate being in this home?
Good question.
So first time home. If so, I think 3.5 is a great rate.
Yep.
No points, no cost. Let's lock it and load. Now, you come to me second, third house, retiree.
Right.
You want to get that rate down as low as possible. It may make sense for you to buy points or partial points to get a lower rate, effectively lowering your...
So you pay a certain percentage of the mortgage amount.
Correct.
Let's just say it's $200,000 mortgage. Yep. Make this easy.
Mm-hmm.
If they pay 1%, that's $2,000. That then lowers, and that lowers their rate by whatever.
Correct. That's the most confusing part, because people think, well, if I'm paying a point, I get a point lower, or I pay a point, it's an even quarter point, or unfortunately, it's not. It's whatever
that point costs today.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. 1,000%.
It's like anything on the market. You know, go to buy chicken right now per pound and you're going to go, holy crap.
Yes,
same thing with the interest rates. You know, if you're going to buy a point, if you're going to pay a point to buy your rate down, it's not always a point is going to be a half a point or a quarter of a point or 0.375 or point, you know, whatever it is.
It's not an easy just.
Right.
Here's the cool thing though. You don't have to buy a full point. So
you buy half a point or point.
Quarter point. Yeah, you can buy, you know, 32 basis point, you know, 0.32.
And the reason you ask how long are they staying there is because if I pay $2,000 for that point and my rate goes down a quarter of a point, pretty sure that over a 5-year period, I won't make that $2,000 back. Is that right? Pretty sure.
What did you eat this morning?
Yeah, I started in real estate 4 years ago, and you know, I'm just starting to pick up on this stuff now.
That's exactly it. But
yeah, so that's why we have.
So
to
we
ask.
Divide the. It's simple math. How much you saving per month divided into how much you're spending for that point. Mm-hmm. That's the months it's going to take you to get out of that.
Right.
Meaning break even. Now, it's a little bit false positive because you're also saving each month on the compounded interest at a lower interest rate, but
you can't write that off either. So there's a lot of numbers that are involved.
No, there
because,
is.
Because, you know, because interest is tax deductible. Depends on where you are with
points
that. Points are as well. So that's tax deductible. So you really have to think about it. Like if you're going to be in a house less than 5 years, I personally probably would say you're not going to want to pay points, especially with rates where rates are right now.
Yep.
In fact, my theory has always been I will never pay points because I never know where I'm going to be in 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, when you're trying to predict your future and if I'm spending money today to predict 5 years from now, bad decision.
Yeah. I should stop buying warranties. Huh?
Oh, I never buy a warranty.
I'm a sucker.
Never buy a warranty. Are you a warranty buyer?
I'm a sucker.
Never do. You know why? Here's the way I look at warranties. This has nothing to do with mortgages, but we're just going to jump into this. The reason I don't buy a warranty is I feel that, you know what? If you're creating a product that can't last more than a year, I shouldn't be buying your product
anyway.
Get
it, but it's not American. You know, it's...
I knock on wood now. I've done pretty well without buying warranties.
Good.
Now, I have to say, I did buy warranties on my last appliances.
Okay.
The washing machine and dryer I did because it's got Bluetooth and all this other stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I also bought it on my fridge because my fridge has a Keurig built
yes,
into it.
That's right.
So if something goes wrong there, it's going to be expensive. Yeah. So. So that has nothing to do with mortgages. Yeah. Just a little segue there. If you're buying appliances,
right,
let us know. We'll do an appliance show. It'll be called Appliances and You. And we're going to do a lot of talking about ovens and things like that.
Best Buy rep in.
Yeah, here you go. There you go. So that's about the point. So we're, in this current environment, it's not probably a great idea.
It could be, though. It could be, especially let's look at investment properties. Let's look at second homes you're probably going to keep. So, and again, we do the exercise, and every lender should be able to do that exercise with you as well.
Absolutely. So it's all about, and once again, we talked about this before, be an open book with your lender,
mm-hmm.
okay? Let them know what's going on in your life. Let them know your financials. Don't just give them what you have to give them because they can help you. It's not about just getting approved. It's about getting approved and making the right decisions while you're
approved.
The right
way. Yes,
exactly.
The right way. And this is information that we need. You know, I can't
definitely
tell you how many times I still get, you know, well, I didn't really work at this job. You know, I got to know this.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything, whether it's how long you're going to live in this house, just be honest. With you. Open book is exactly what Brad said.
Yeah. So you just need to be transparent with your lender. Definitely be transparent.
And vice versa.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, is there anything else about mortgages? Or do you want to talk about other stuff? Because I have some other statistics here that are kind of interesting.
I just, we went over the buyers.
Rates for next year. What's the prediction? What are you hearing on the street?
I'm hearing lower.
Lower.
Yes.
Really? Now you're the first person I talked
really?
To that said lower.
Yeah, there was.
Are you making this up or no?
No. MBS Highway.
Just trying to be popular.
No. No.
Hugo's wolfing down pumpkin pie. Just so you know, it's pretty amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's making me hungry. I'm drooling while I'm doing the show. Just
give
so
a
you
shout
know.
Out to who baked it.
Yeah, exactly. But we don't know. No, I don't know. So go ahead. So next, you're saying next year is going to be.
Well, okay. Wait.
Is going to be.
This just in.
So he has a crystal ball that says Annie Mac on it. And it says, yeah. So you're hearing that they're going to go down.
Yes.
What about inflation? Though?
I know. MBS Highway is where we get our information from. They said that next, there could be another refi boom behind this. So I don't want that.
Because that's less houses on the market.
No, you don't want that. Yeah. But I don't know if you didn't refi. I mean, we're talking about, 2% maybe didn't refi or
it's a very small amount. Very small amount didn't refi.
So it's just what I've again we get information.
What you're hearing.
But
okay,
it could, and the rates change every day. And you're right, inflation's crushing us.
That's all right. That's okay. So what we're going to talk about? I got some statistics here that I thought were pretty cool. It says here are some of the highlights in the report. Now this is through Keeping Current Matters, so I want to give them credit. Keeping Current Matters is something that I pay for. It gives its information about real estate, and this stuff will blow your mind. Of homeowners planning to enter the market next year, 36% have already started making repairs or decluttering. Mm. So 36%. So this is why they're thinking right now that next year, as far as real estate as a whole, it's going to be bonkers again.
Huh.
It's going to be crazy because there's still a lot of people that have. Now, the good part is this is talking about people listing their house, which is what we need
right.
in this market. We need people inventory. Listing their houses. We need houses to sell. That's the thing. It said here, 36% have also researched the value of their home and others in their neighborhood. So people are educating themselves.
How do they know?
They poll people and find out. The other one was interesting. It says, of homeowners planning to enter the market in the next year, which is 2022, 65% of the people are going to want to list this winter. That are looking. Yeah,
December.
Exactly. So that means we're going to have inventory hopefully coming up in December and January, and they're not going to be waiting till spring.
Wow. Okay.
Because a lot of times what used to happen, people would wait till spring and we'd have this huge spring market. Okay. Yep. They're saying now that it's this winter that is going to be busy.
Well,
which
makes
is great.
Sense. If you want the most bang for your buck, you
absolutely.
Don't want to throw it out there when
everybody else is out there
and there's a lot more to choose from. Yeah.
And then some of those of this is reason that sellers want to move. This is interesting stuff. 33% have realized they want different home features. And I'll tell you what a lot of that has to do with, I think, home office.
Oh,
you're working from home right now because you have a daughter that is not feeling well. You said you work from home for a little bit.
Yeah.
So just think of that.
It's weird because I went in every day over COVID because I was sick of being home. Now it's nice. It's switched.
It switches. Now you can go into the office, but you're like, you know what? I'm sick of being in the office now.
Yeah, I switch it up. But you're right. People need home offices.
Yeah.
And they're sick of putting, you know, a desk in their bedroom. And I saw over COVID so many friends that had big tables for multiple kids to do homework at. I'm like, man, this
Yeah, it's amazing how things change. 37% say their home no longer meets their family's needs. So they're just, it's just not working for them. Okay. And 32% want to move closer to friends and family. And that's become, I think, through COVID also. Through COVID, people want to be closer to family and friends and things like that.
Do they have ages on there, or is it just?
It does not. This is just a report that says reasons sellers want to move. This is the reason people are they're moving in 2022 or into 2021. Mm-hmm. And the last one is 23% are looking for a home office. So there's the home office. Yeah.
That's
so it is cool stuff, right? So they're saying, with all this being said, we're supposed to have an actual very strong winter market.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. And I'm
seeing it too. I'm actually busier now than I was in October.
Yeah. Actually, August, I think, was my August, September was my worst. But I'm busy.
Yeah. And August, September, I got to tell you, as a whole, tends to be a softer time.
Really?
Kids going back to school.
Okay.
There's just so much going on in your life at that point, you know, especially if you have children and you're going back to school and things like that. A lot of decisions to be made, you know.
Yeah, but in my world, it would have been.
You're right, because you're behind us a little bit.
That's why,
as long as you're busy now.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. All right, cool. You know what? Holy mackerel. We didn't have anything to talk about, and you can tell because we went 16 minutes.
We planned on talking about points.
Oh, that's right. And we did. And we did talk about points. This is so true. So then next month will be obviously December. So I think what we should do is like a wrap up of the whole year.
Can I dress as Santa Claus?
No, we're not dressing like Santa Claus. You can if you'd like. Why don't you dress up as an elf? I think you should dress up as an elf.
Santa Claus,
he's going to be the elf. Why? Because he's shorter than you? Is that right away? You have to pick on him. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable. So next month what we should do is do a wrap up and maybe do some really good statistics on where things started in 2021, where they ended up, and then what's going to happen in 2022. The best information we can give everybody. Cool. Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, man. Well, there you have it. The show, not the last show for 2021, but getting very close. Justin Perella, he'll be in again next month. We'll see you then.